Your Excellencies, dear members of the audience, peace be with you.
Ruler Ghani made a special visit to the George W. Bush Institute.
Once committed to a cause, she is relentless, she is resourceful, and she does it so gracefully and so unobtrusively that you don't realize her power until faced with her achievements.
The school, American University of Afghanistan, opened in 2006 with only 53 men and one woman. Today, there are more than 2,000 men and women from every province. Last year's valedictorian, Onaba Payab, is from Kabul. She and First Lady Ghani presented an honorary degree to Mrs. Bush.
Thank you, Mrs. Bush, for caring about us. You have not forgotten us, and we have not forgotten you. Thank you.
Obviously, we know that education is so important, that educating men and women and boys and girls really makes a country successful.
Mrs. Bush told the audience Afghanistan became a passion following the 9/11 terror attacks.
Right after September 11th, when the spotlight turned on Afghanistan and we saw a government, the Taliban, that forbid half of its population from being educated. We couldn't believe it really in the U.S. that women, half of the population, would be left out.
It's why Leslie Schweitzer, the vice chair of the Board of Trustees of the university, has worked hard to help secure funding to ensure the school flourishes.
The wonderful thing about this university is in 4 or 5 years, we are seeing them take over leadership roles. We have the deputy minister of the Ministry of Commerce, was a graduate of our MBA program. We have a woman who is right at the top of the central bank, who graduated in our MBA program. So we're seeing leaders.
She's traveled a lot to Afghanistan.
I was there last week, and some students came up to me, and they said, "We need to see you. It tells us that you will continue supporting us." Because things are very fragile in Afghanistan. They depend on us. That's why I can't stay away.
Onaba Payab, last year's valedictorian, said she's like many other girls at the university who have sacrificed a great deal to go to school.
I consider myself very fortunate to be graduated from the American University of Afghanistan. It means so much because the American University of Afghanistan has the most prestigious degree in all over Afghanistan. And through this degree, now I am capable of pursuing my master's degree. So it has been a turning point in my life.
Payab's goal? To get a master's degree in public health. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.